Harding Flying Service.
Hi, is Nelson there?
No. Nelson hasn't been here in about 6 years.
Oh, wow. Looks like I'm taking over an old file. Are you the new owner?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what was your name?
My name is Britton.
Hi, Britton. I'm Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Just fine, Olivia.
Good. I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. But our bank had mailed out a finance offer to your business 2.5 weeks ago. Basically, it was based on some past financing you guys did. I'm not sure if it's really relevant anymore. But it was with U.S. Bank back in 2012. So anyways, we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I just wanted to see what you guys have in the pipeline, if you need any financing.
I do. I'm in the process right now of applying with Yolo County Credit Union. My current bank, Wells Fargo, is not very nice to me.
Oh yeah, no, they normally aren't.
I'm going to change. It's just as soon as I get approved, and maybe if I don't. And this is the short version, Olivia. I don't want to take up too much of your time either. I've been a partner in this company for six years. I've been involved with it. I've owned it outright myself for over a year and a half. Well, actually, since October of 2014. So
that's awesome. Good for you.
Thanks.
2 years.
Almost 3 years.
Oh yeah, so, 3. Yeah.
The business, it's just me. I'm the sole pilot and owner, and you know, I hire a guy once in a while. But anyway, I generate $400,000+ a year in revenue, and I do need some off-season cash flow resource.
Yeah.
So maybe, and what bank did you say that you're
so
associated?
We're with the Bank of Cardiff. We're in San Diego, so we're not too far from you.
Okay. This is the short version of why Wells Fargo is not very nice to me, and that's because 8-9 years ago, maybe even 10, I co-signed for an educational loan for my son to finish or to go to UC Davis. And he defaulted, and I wound up making payments for years, and finally they offered me a buyout.
Yeah.
And I took it.
Okay.
And then when I tried to get this line of credit with them...
They used it against you?
They did. They would for the next... Even if I paid it off, they wouldn't even consider me for anything for another 2 years.
Wow. So, I mean, that actually is completely, like, a lot of times that those traditional banks do things like that. So it's unsurprising to hear. It just sucks that it happened.
Yes. It really did. So I have no choice.
Yeah.
I have to go elsewhere, and so I am. So
well, yeah. So when you talked with Yolo County Credit Union, have you switched over yet? Did they say they can get you a line of credit, or do you need to establish that relationship with them also? Because sometimes that is the case.
They're in the process right now of asking for more of my tax returns, because just 2 or 3 weeks ago I filed a name change with the Secretary of State. It was Walter Avery LLC doing business as Harding Flying Service. Well, I bought Walter Avery out, so now you're just Harding.
Okay.
So now I guess that's kind of caused a little bit of confusion, and they the process is not. I've sent them everything that I can think of, you know, my tax returns, federal, personal, for the last 4 years, and they're still wanting this and that. And so
you know, I can get you an answer in 24 hours.
Well, I would be really happy with 24 hours.
I can
do whatever I can do.
Our application process is super simple. It's a one-page application, 6 months of your bank statements, and then the first 2 pages of your most recent business tax return.
Hey, that sounds
and
that sounds
if
great.
You would, do you guys? I don't think you guys take credit cards, do you?
I don't know.
Yeah, so then that's it. That's it, just those three things. And I can let you know. So we have, what it is it's, I would say based on like kind of what we've talked about and how you need that money for the off-season cash flow, what we would be looking at for you is working capital. Do you know how much you would need for that off-season cash flow? Because we can generally...
No more than 150.
Okay. No
that's,
more than
that's
150.
That's kind of the ballpark I was looking at. I've got 50,000 and some in the bank now. I've got 40,000 in receivables, and I just quit flying. I've got another 20 I haven't even invoiced yet. So I make money, but then again, I have expenses too.
Okay. And do you, like, what were your sales like last year?
$375,000.
$375,000. Okay. And then do you know what you're tracking for this year?
I've already made $375,000.
Okay, so you're up. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've already made that this year, and we're not even towards the last quarter yet.
And, yeah, it's right around there. I've had an accountant in here catching my QuickBooks up.
Okay,
because
okay.
When I bought the business out, my partner was hostile. So I had to give him a load of cash, which I finished in, like I said, I took it over in late 2014, final payment in early 2015. So the books were kind of smoked a little bit, but I'm caught up.
Okay,
now.
Okay.
So I've got QuickBooks statements and all the
perfect
kind of stuff that I don't understand.
yeah, there's a lot.
I cannot stand it.
And so, okay. How would you rate your credit? Is it like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I subscribe to Experian trying to figure out why Wells Fargo wasn't being nice to me because they weren't forthcoming for such a long time.
Uh-huh.
And so finally I talked to some guy, some small business loan expert. He'd been in the business 25 years. He said, this is why. You know, he didn't care.
Did he tell you what your credit is?
Well, Experian tells me what my credit is. It's about 680 right now.
Okay, so that's like about the national average.
Yeah, and the reason, again, that got screwed up, I've had a tough time here. When I went to buy a car 3.5 years ago, it was 3.5 years ago, they wouldn't finance my car because they couldn't find my credit, and the Experian and the credit agencies had reported me as dead. And there's a reason for that, and that's because when I was divorced in 2007, my wife got the house, and it was with Wells Fargo.
Okay.
And then she passed away 2 years later.
And they thought you did?
They killed me off along with
her. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry to hear that.
And my kids got the house. I mean, I took nothing out of that divorce. Trust me.
Oh,
but
my God.
It took me, you know, I had to go sign, have a form notarized that I wasn't deceased.
Dead, yeah.
And that went along okay for a while,
uh-huh.
But Wells Fargo, I don't know what they didn't do. I don't know what somebody didn't do, but just a couple of years ago, I went to buy a truck, and the same thing happened. I came up deceased. So
wow.
I had to do it again. And I financed my truck at 19%.
Oh, my God, 19%. That's insane.
But that's the only way they could do it.
Wow.
That's
it sucks, too,
story,
because, you know, these things happen, and some people's identities get stolen, and then you have to rebuild your credit after that. Like, they don't just wipe that off. Like,
I've been working my ass off since I was 15, honest to God. I have done nothing but work my whole life. I'm 58. And it's just so frustrating because my credit at the time of the divorce was stellar. I had a lot of money. I had cash. I had which I lost it all. I had a great house, and then it all went away, and mm-hmm. They killed me off, and
yeah.
It's been very difficult, Olivia, to get back the upper hand back that I deserve.
Yeah, no, I 100% hear you, and just so you know, we work with all credit tiers, and even if you want, once you send me that application, once we get your credit, I can just send you an update so you know, what your credit is, in case you want to know, because it might be a little bit different with the business.
Yeah, apparently Experian, I've subscribed, but they don't give me the same thing that they give someone who inquires about my credit.
I can
I've
send
learned
it,
that, too.
I'll send it over to you so you know exactly what they're seeing.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in your one-page application if you would care to send it to me.
I can email it to you. What's the best email to reach you at?
It is BN, that's Bravo November Holtz, mm-hmm. H-O-L-T-Z.
H-O-L-T-Z.
Zoho, Z-O-H-O .com.
Okay, so bnholtz at zoho.com.
That is correct.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and send you the application right now, and then I'll just follow up with you within, the next few days here to see if you got it, and then see where we're at.
Sounds great, Olivia.
Perfect. All right, Nelson. It was so good talking with you.
Britton. Nelson's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry, Britton. I'm so sorry.
All right. Been a pleasure talking to you.
It's been a pleasure, Britton. And then, I'll let you know as soon as we get that up, 24 hours, like I said.
Okay. Look forward.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.